Hey folks, young and old, and welcome to the Angry Birds Drink Piss and the Angry Birds Movie. My name is didn't think of one. Oh, I did think of one. Hang on, let me start again.
Steve Bandersnatch.
Steve Bandersnatch. Hey folks, welcome to the Angry Birds Drink Piss and the Angry Birds Movie. I am Joan of Arc's fursona, Ard of Arc, and I'm here with my co-host Steve Bandersnatch.
How's it going, guys?
And this episode's guest is Jason Plums.
That's me.
Kristen, how are you?
Well, I'd prefer you call me Plums, but I'm pretty well. Just finished up some gaming.
Mm-hmm.
After this episode, we'll return to the gaming.
I gotta say, actually, you didn't say hello gamers, which is concerning to me.
Yeah, are you doing okay?
I have been a bit ill lately, so it may have slipped my mind.
Okay, Kristen,
for the record,
let's get real.
Always, constantly greeting the gamers.
Okay, but I mean,
if you
can, we get real
gamer,
is my question right now.
Hey, can we get real?
Can we get real?
You just want me to
just
say
like really real?
Just yes or no? Can we get real? Because I'm starting to. Are we able to get real right now?
Do we have the ability to get real?
Are you ready to get real?
Is it possible that we could? I'm laughing, but it's serious. Can we get real?
Is everyone ready to get real? Like right now?
We're ready to get real, but can we?
Oh, I think we can.
I don't know. May we?
Might
That's
we?
Why I'm asking. Can we get real?
It's time to get real.
I agree that it's time to get real, but can we do it?
Let's
try. I think we're gonna do it. Are you ready?
Let's get real.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Hey, gamers.
Do you guys feel any different?
No.
I mean, I feel like you maybe just took a shit.
Yeah.
Keaton takes one shit on the podcast one time, and we all laugh at him for it. Jesus. I'm wearing shorts. It fell right out. It's not sitting in my pants.
I do have time to go into that, but I don't have the desire to. Kristen, have you seen the Angry Birds movie?
Interesting question. Well, first of all, you were there, and the answer is I saw all but about the last 10 minutes.
What do you think happened at the end?
Well, I know that they gave Red a new house. I'm assuming he probably threw like a pretty lit party.
I gotta be honest. I think the 10 minutes you missed might have just been credits, because I think that's like the end of the movie.
So you're telling me it wasn't a lit party, and everyone was like, "Red, this is fucking dope." And
there was no party. It was just me reading credits for a long time.
Who do you think worked on the movie? Guess every single name
and their title, please.
Stephen Harper did the soundtrack.
Sure.
Brad Pitt did every single voice except for Red. That was Scarlett Johansson.
Okay.
I can't refute any of this.
No one else did anything on the movie except for Peter Dinklage, who he didn't even voice it. That was in fact Brad Pitt as well, but he was there the whole time. The reason he didn't voice it is because his mic was broken.
The microphone was broken. Classic Pete.
It's just I'm starting to think. Oh, Peter is here as well, by the way. Sorry, I forgot to introduce you, Peter. I'm starting to think that, Peter, would you mind just covering your ears for a second? Guys, I'm starting to think Peter might be breaking these microphones.
It feels like he's the only consistent piece.
Yeah.
You know, it's like he doesn't want his voice to be heard.
Which would be fine, it's just that a lot of fans are annoyed that they're on the fourth GoFundMe for a new mic for him now.
Exactly.
The money keeps just coming to me when they don't reach the goal, and I just take it and I do whatever I want with it.
What are you doing with that money? What are you doing with that money, baby?
I'm saving up to buy an Xbox 360.
Oh, how close are you?
Can I count it really
on
quick?
A scale from 1 to 360?
Oh, 240.
I gotta tell you, I don't know if there's a specific thing you're looking for. That's not the newest, Kristen will know this, obviously, as a gamer.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the newest console.
Oh, is it the PS3 now?
The Xbox 360 has been, what's the word I'm looking for? Fucking smoked by the new Xbox.
The Xbox 720 came out?
It's not.
The 720.
Oh boy, it's not the 720.
Come
what?
On.
That's the next logical step.
What they've done is they've taken that 360 and they've divided it by itself.
Well, yeah. Like simplified it.
Yeah, so the new one is the Xbox One.
Right, if it's going to be the One, though, isn't that the same thing as saying 360 as if it represents one circle?
No.
Is
it, no.
It's like the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
It's kind of the same thing.
Not all numbers are the same.
That is the exact same thing. Because 360 is the circle, and it's one circle, so...
Yeah, so right, yeah, yeah.
I got an Xbox 360 for free because it was shipped.
More like Xbox 360. Please continue.
I've been saving up so much money. How'd you get one for free?
I can tell the story. So basically it arrived on my parents' doorstep one day and my dad texted me and said, I know the answer is probably no, but did you get my credit card and buy an Xbox? And I was like, no. And then he was like, okay. So he looked into the details, and I guess there was some credit card fraud situation in which someone stole my mom's credit card information and ordered an Xbox 360, but the thing is, they sent it also to her address and put in a fake email address of her full name and random numbers, but, like, it's not actually her email. So I guess they weren't thinking, because they didn't put their own address, they put...
What the fuck?
In trying to steal an Xbox, they just sent one to my parents. And then my parents tried to return it because that's the kind of people they are when they get a free Xbox. Crucial detail I totally missed. The credit card company, like, rejected it right away because it was really weird and done at 3 a.m. And, like, they just detected fraud. So they were never charged at all, yet the Xbox was also shipped to them. So,
holy fuck, what a weird, like, lucky situation.
This is like multiple people just completely fucking up at what they should be trying to do. And so my parents contact the place it was shipped from and they're like, this was fraud, we didn't pay you, can we return the thing? And they were like, we can only do returns through email, so we'll email you the return slip.
They want you to email the Xbox back.
The email on file isn't ours though. And then they're like, then there's nothing we can do, just keep the Xbox.
Oh, that's fucking beautiful.
Honestly, I just look at it as gamers sponsoring me for constantly greeting them.
That's probably what it was. It's probably the gamers club together to commit poorly done credit card fraud. And,
they knew all along it wouldn't affect us.
Exactly.
Wow, the fans of this podcast are so nice to you. I wish anybody would be nice to me online.
Well, Keaton, here's the trick. Kristen greets the gamers, so you want to pick a group who preferably has like the kind of hardcore intense passion of a gamer and just pander to them.
Okay, you said hardcore intense, and so from now on I will be greeting dominatrixes.
is that the plural of dominatrix?
You shit. But if you
dominatrixes,
Caitlin, if you try hard enough and you put yourself out there and you be yourself, you too
you say,
become
wait,
a victim
say,
of ID theft.
Did you say I pee myself?
Be yourself.
Oh,
because
I don't pee
other
myself.
One, then the dom
no,
you're trying
I
to pick their two might like that.
Everyone knows that I don't pee myself. It's a well-known fact.
Well, I mean, you're defending it much more than a
I'm
person
just say, I'm just saying that
usually would.
Everyone knows that I don't pee myself. Everyone knows. Yeah,
let's,
we absolutely do.
Keaton, you need to move off the letter P and start focusing on a different set of letters.
The gamers are just going to, like, fucking close out of this podcast, and that's the last thing I need. I'm really
what different set
for
of letters,
Xbox.
Josh?
Talking about BDSM.
Because
you're greeting those dominatrixes.
Do I have to talk about BDSM now?
I guess, I mean, Kristen doesn't really talk about gaming. Just
okay, wait, here, I'll do what Kristen did for this episode. one sec. Let me just get in the
camera. Okay.
What's up, dominatrixes? I just got back from dominatrixing.
Wait, and, are you what?
Hopefully you after the hopefully after this episode's over, I'll start doing some more dominatrixing.
What kind of dominatrixing are you going to do?
See, I assumed that you were the one being dominated, but now you're one of them.
I mean, if you're a gamer and you greet the gamers, logically, I gotta be one of them.
I'm pretty sure we've claimed at some point that Kristen is not a gamer.
You know Prince's classic line, I'm not a man, I'm not a woman, I'm not a man, I'm something you'll never understand. I'm not a gamer, I'm not a gamer, I'm just something you'll never understand.
That's beautiful.
That's all there really is to be said.
I think in the modern world, you know, everything's become a game. You can't survive without being a gamer.
That's right.
They got goddamn mini games on Snapchat now. They got mini games in text messages now. You know what I mean?
I can't send a text to someone without playing a mini game.
If you're not a gamer, how are you even alive? How are you even here?
You can't live with it. You cannot be alive without gaming.
It's not physically or humanly possible.
And gaming, you know what the ultimate game is?
What's the ultimate game, John?
No, it's life.
Oh. Like the board game?
The board game life.
Well, I just meant... No, I meant... All right.
Is there another kind of life?
All right.
Life cereal.
Life cereal? Is that a real thing?
Yeah, it's like my favorite cereal.
Oh, wow. It sucks so bad.
Admittedly, it's an old people cereal, but it's a good one.
More like end of your life cereal.
Well, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing to me right now?
Cereal is more or less into two categories. Like, there's no cereal where it's like, oh yeah, you eat that when you're about 26, 27. It's like you're a child eating fucking Fruit Loops and Cocoa Puffs. Or you're, like, actively trying to feign off a heart attack because you've already had it.
And somehow Cheerios has managed to fall under both.
Yeah, Cheerios is the only one that has truly done it.
I think I flip back between them because sometimes I have, like, the much-discussed Wheatos chocolatey cereal. And other times I'll have, like, cereal that's just, like, nuts and berries straight from a bush.
Did you just say Wheatos?
Josh eats Wheatos that are a chocolate cereal that it doesn't have, like, chocolate in the title at all. There's no hint to it.
We've got a cereal over here called Wheaties.
Can I just say that's not something that it needs to have?
They're chocolate.
What about Life cereal?
What about Life cereal?
Is it the very essence of life in a bowl?
Yeah, it is, dude. It's a really good cereal.
Hang on. Whoa, hang on.
It's a really fucking good cereal.
Shut the fuck up. Are you telling me that this Life cereal is life?
Yeah.
Consuming life?
You experience every conceivable human emotion while eating it.
Oh, shit. I gotta get some of this cereal.
It's funny that you mentioned life because the Wheaties we have here in America are actually basketball flavored.
Kristen, a correction. Although the main flavor is basketball flavor, Wheaties are generally just sports flavored cereals. More like a football or a track cleat.
Pretty sure they like, had like an ass.
Do you say,
for some reason?
You say track cleat.
Yeah, track cleat.
What's track cleat?
Like cleats, like the shoe.
I don't know if this is a cultural thing or I'm just so unfit that I've never heard of a kind of athletic shoe.
You use them for soccer.
Spikes, maybe?
For a lot of.
What are the shoes you wear in soccer? In football?
I think they're just called football boots.
Boots? They're boots?
Boots?
Well, people call them football boots, but they're not actually like boots. Now you got me questioning this.
Football boots. I don't believe you.
I'm just going to start calling them that. I'll see someone and I'll be like, hey, I like your football boots.
This sucks. I don't want to know this.
So angry about
cleats made so much more sense.
What does cleats mean?
Cleats is kind of referring to shoes that have the spikes on the bottom for, like, grip.
Name makes perfect sense to me. It's almost like a little onomatopoeia. Like, I bet the sound waves coming from, like, grass you're stepping in sounds like cleat.
Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely.
Chris, can I just get you to do a quick impression of someone running across a field?
Cleat, 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 cleat.
That's definitely what it sounds like. They've got these high-tech mics nowadays in the NFL. Mm-hmm. You can actually switch the audio channel so that all you're hearing is them running along the field.
So let's, if we can, do an impression of three people running across a field.
Okay, yeah.
Click, 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 click.
That was beautiful.
We got to get one of those high-tech mics for Peter Dinklage, by the way.
That's ASMR right there.
Was Peter doing the running impression as well?
No, he was looking at me doing it and
just mesmerized by
it. He didn't like that cleat thing. Real fury in his eyes.
Oh, well, I can't imagine the listeners did either. That's it was kind of rude of us to do, if anything.
Right, what's this episode about?
What's this about?
We talk a lot about cereal.
How much?
I don't know if I'd be able to tell you everything you said.
How much time do you guys have?
I'm doing absolutely fucking nothing today.
Okay,
I just have homework, but I can make that at any point. Also, it's Saturday, so if at one point I'm to be staring down the barrel of an all-nighter, then so fucking be it.
Why would you pull an all-nighter tonight?
Because homework.
It's Saturday.
Have you ever taken college chemistry?
Oh,
no.
God. No, Keen, don't answer. She's doing the thing where she's like... asking you if you've ever taken college chemistry. It's stupid.
I go to college. Trust me, I will need to put numerous hours into that. But
you know what? You're always saying this shit. Let me ask you the question. Have you ever taken college chemistry?
Got her. Boom.
Huh?
Suck it, idiot.
I have. I'm doing it as we fucking speak, actually.
Josh, there's no getting out of this one. It sounds to me like she's taking college chemistry. We lost the battle, but
women be taking college chemistry.
Josh is starting up a brand new feminist memes page.
Women be running for Senate.
Wow, this memes page is killer already.
Fox,
I got another
bro.
One. You ready?
Yeah. What do you got?
Women be becoming CEOs.
God, wow. That's so fucking true.
They really be doing that.
You see that new meme that says women be becoming CEOs?
Women be podcasting.
I know one woman who be podcasting.
Whoa, I'm trying to subvert gender roles and become the podcast girlfriend and have an extremely successful hot model boyfriend who comes home every day from his hard work and he's just like, hey babe, and I'm like, hey, long day of podcasting, and then I go to bed.
Okay, see, when you said podcast girlfriend, I thought that you were making it your goal to become the girlfriend of this podcast, which I approve of.
I mean, the podcast has been single for a pretty long time.
Yeah.
Do you think I should date the podcast?
50 plus episodes.
Honestly, you just...
I think you should ask it.
Holy shit.
Well, that's the last you ever heard of me. That's the last thing you heard.
It's just... radio silence from that point on.
I expect you to go out with a bang, so.
If someone died on the podcast, would you upload it for, the views?
I'm trying to think of a respectful way to say yes. as a monument to them.
Jesus. It's not exploiting if they did it on the podcast, knowing that they were on the podcast.
Well, the contract that you sign before you appear on the podcast says if you die on the podcast, you die in real life. And
that's fair enough, I think. Yeah. Hey, I just had a flash of memory come back from last night.
Were you blacked out?
No, I was just very stoned last night, so I'm still kind of gathering things that happened.
Okay.
It's like that movie The Hangover.
Yeah. I don't know why I sounded angry when I said that.
Hey!
I walked out and I found a lot
Hey!
A lot
that's of... the movie The Hangover!
But no, I watched the movie Swiss Army Man last night.
Oh, that's not the movie The Hangover. How was
that's
it?
Not
no,
the Hangover.
It's not the movie The Hangover. It's on Netflix now. It's really fucking good, but it's also batshit insane.
Keaton's review of that movie was, I could only imagine him, but a foot shorter, and he just watched Inception. It was fucking dope, bro.
Inception. I just watched Inception for the first time.
That shit was gnarly, dude. I don't know how much weed the creators.
What happened in Inception?
What happened? Have you never seen it? It sucks.
No, I've seen. Okay, first of all, it's not that bad.
It's one of the most iconic movies of our time.
You're so mad about it.
Fucking
sucks.
That's the fucking movie The Hangover. They stole Inception from The Hangover.
That's right.
Inception is honestly The Hangover.
So much.
They make that guy go to sleep and then he doesn't remember what happened.
Yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio's there.
Yeah.
Don't even know how they got away with it.
One thing that would have made Inception a lot better is if Freddy Krueger was in it, in my opinion.
Honestly.
But that's a discussion for another episode, you know?
Kristen, what would Inception be about?
Wait, what would it be about?
What would Inception be about?
Oh, Inception.
Yeah.
That would be it. The true hybrid of The Hangover and Inception, because the title came from someone drunkenly trying to say Inception. So basically it's The Hangover, but the events that they did last night, instead of stealing a tiger and a child and whatever, they did everything that was done in the movie Inception.
Let's do it right now. Let's do Inception as an audio film.
Would you guys be offended if I clipped my nails during this? Because I'm clipping my toenails.
If your character for an Inception is doing it, then you can do it.
Okay, absolutely.
Okay, so I'll start us off. We open in a hotel room, and there's the three of us are passed out in various states of.
Oh, except for me, who's clipping his nails.
Well, you are passed out, but you're clipping your nails as you're unconscious.
Oh, okay, cool.
And Kristen's character starts to slowly wake up on the floor of the hotel room,
holding on to a gaming console. Okay, then what?
No,
that's how Kristen wakes up. That's how she wakes up every morning with just a burst of laughter.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what?
We're now in the movie, so.
Anyone else awake?
Yeah, I'm awake now. What's up?
Yeah, I'm clipping my toenails.
Oh, we're all awake at the same time.
So, I don't remember shit about last night. Can anyone?
Yeah, I don't remember anything about last night. I kind of have like a a hangover.
The weird thing is, I don't even remember drinking. In fact, I'm pretty sure I just went to bed and tried to dream.
Whoa.
In
fact, now you mention it.
I think.
No, you go.
No, you go. No, you go.
Okay. I was just going to say, I feel like we've been incepted.
Yeah, I feel very incepted right now.
Guys, I'm thinking we might have been. Shut up a second. I think we might have been incepted last night.
That's terrifying because I don't know what that word means, but I agree.
No, me neither.
I'm starting to get the idea that this isn't even reality and we need to go back to the state of being incepted.
Oh my god, you think we're still being incepted?
I think the word incepted was incepted into my mind.
How can we tell if we're being incepted?
I don't know. This is a big toenail, though. Gnarly.
Can anyone please spin a top real quick?
Hang on, pass me that big toenail.
Yeah, oh yeah, here you go.
Yeah. I'll spin this toenail, and if it doesn't stop spinning, we'll know we're we're being tempted.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so here we go. Spinning it now. Still going.
I'm glad that we have knowledge of the movie Inception. It's really helping our plot in this movie.
Still going.
Dude, don't say the title. We're gonna have a lot
of... Oh, sorry.
Still going.
This is looking good for us.
Still going.
No, this means we're being incepted.
Still going.
Oh, right. We don't want that.
Still going.
This is the opposite of good.
Still going.
Hey, how do we know if you just, like, spun it really hard? That's what they don't show in that other movie, is that, like, he has to watch it until he knows it should have fallen. But, like, when do you know?
Still going. Guys, I think we might be being incepted.
Yeah, there's a good chance. I just don't know how hard you spun that.
Here's the thing. I went a little crazy. I spun it real, real hard. But,
it's still going.
Yeah, it's still going. I think we might be being incepted.
Oh, this is terrifying. Especially because I don't remember anything from last night.
Because you have a hangover.
Because I'm so hangover.
Yeah, very hangover.
Hungover? Hangdover? I'm so hangover that I don't remember anything.
I feel incepted as fuck.
You look, actually, I didn't want to be rude, but you look really incepted.
Josh, I hate to say this, but you also are looking fairly incepted.
That's okay that you've said that, because now I can tell you that you look really incepted.
This is bad.
If anything, you look more incepted than her.
Eye drops?
We all look pretty incepted. I think we should use them.
Oh.
Yeah, we gotta go outside and find, oh shit, I just remembered there was another person with us.
Oh, wait. Are we? Is this the Matrix?
I was. This could also be the Matrix. I don't.
Did we? Wait. There was another person with us.
There's been a glitch in the Inception.
I just remembered that there was another person with us on my own.
I'm so hanged over that I didn't remember that other person with us. But now I'm starting to remember that there was.
I just remember the idea of another person. I don't remember who it was.
Well, it could have been Incepted, but it's worth us going outside and having a look. So,
could have been Incepted, but we don't know.
There's one with these sunglasses on.
Oh, cool sunglasses.
Oh, hey, just a quick...
Cool guy.
Just a quick thing. I haven't looked at either of your faces yet. I'm just going to have a quick look at your faces, if you don't mind.
Then why did you tell me I looked so Incepted?
Just your body looks Incepted. now I'm looking at your face, though. I've got to say, you do have a face tattoo.
Who does?
What's your character's name?
Who, me?
Yeah. I'm hanged over. I can't remember.
Oh. Steve Bandersnatch. Okay, that Steve. Name rings a bell to me.
Okay, Steve, it's not you. I've been the other one.
Oh, the other one. Okay.
My name is William Gates.
William Gates.
Call me Bill for short.
Okay, Bill.
Why am I associating you with plums?
Because the tattoo is of plums.
I wrote the poem about stealing someone's plums and eating them.
Might be why you got that tattoo.
It's a goddamn
classic
poem. It
wasn't like a
big
deal, but like, I guess I got a few notes on Tumblr, that poem, so whatever.
Well,
semi-successful.
Okay, well, it says that on your forehead. It says it was semi-successful and there's a huge plum on each cheek. So guys, I don't know if you want
to... It's not...
This all started just because I tried to make fun of you, but I fucked up saying the title. This is all my fault, and it needs
okay, Bill, you're saying a bunch of stuff that doesn't make sense. I think maybe this is from another layer of the Inception. This the is coming through.
Inception would be me signing out of this podcast right now.
Okay, well, once again, please don't say Inception, because this is an Inception. Steve, now I'm looking at your face, though. You've also got a face tattoo.
And you didn't tell me about it before?
No, because I only just looked at your face.
What's on my face?
It's either a circle or a one, and I'm not sure which one it's meant to be.
Are you sure it's not the circle with the one in it, like the power button?
Oh, you're right. That's what it is. It's a power button.
It's where, glowing where on green, my face is like it? An Xbox.
Do you think if I pressed the power button on your face?
Hey, tell me it's not in the middle of my forehead, please.
It's smack bang in the middle of your forehead.
Actually, it's slightly to the left. The tattoo artist seemed to have positioned it improperly.
Yeah,
Just don't touch it, no matter what you do.
Well, maybe if we touch it, we can get out of the Inception.
No, don't touch it.
Okay. Have I got anything tattooed on my face, sensitive. By the way?
No.
Nothing?
No, there's no tattoo.
Actually, your entire face is a tattoo. You have a clean face.
Bill, shut the fuck up.
Oh, shit, I've got a whole new face tattooed on my face. This is bad news. This is like the Matrix.
Wow, this is just like the Matrix. And you look just like Keanu Reeves now with that new
tattoo. Is it a tattoo of Keanu Reeves' face on my face?
Yes, Keanu Reeves' face all over your face.
Oh my, that's, you know, that's all right, because I consider him to be sort of a nice-looking man, so I'm...
Are you hitting on Keanu Reeves right now?
Well, they'd be hitting on myself, so...
Yeah, I don't think you could ever be with him, considering you have his face tattooed on your face.
Maybe he'd want me to, though. Maybe he'd like want to employ me as a double to distract the paparazzi or something.
Oh, do you have the same body type as Keanu Reeves?
Do you? Oh, yeah, I like to think so. I could do if I went to the gym a little bit.
And like grew a few inches.
He could be his stuntman, but then have like a forbidden love.
Yeah.
Imagine if an actor started dating his own stuntman. How much ass would that kick? I mean, not that much, but it'd be a little cool.
it'd be very beautiful.
I think I could become a Keanu Reeves stuntman and then start dating him.
That would kick major ass.
And he would, yeah, it'd be pretty cool. I feel bad for you guys because I've got more of an opportunity here.
Would you let us meet Keanu Reeves at the very least?
Not first, because I want to get in. Because if it instantly, I'm like, hey Keanu, I got your face tattooed on my face. I look exactly like you. You'll be a stuntman. We can date maybe. And then immediately, I'm like, hey, meet my friends, fucking power button and plum face. Then Keanu's not going to be
trusting.
Oh, shit, if we're being incepted, maybe I don't even have the face tattoo. And this is just, I mean, the toenail's still spinning, so fingers crossed. But if this, none of this is real, then. Oh, this whole Keanu thing's a waste of time.
Just doesn't matter. Yeah, for some reason I'm sensing that you had that face tattoo before we even got hanged over. No, I think you've had that for a little while now.
Well, it could be part of the hanging over. It could be part of the Inception. It could be part of the Matrix.
It's kind of part of all three.
We're not really sure what our situation is here.
It's too much to figure out, and I say we give up on it.
Bill, what do you think?
I agree that giving up is always the best option. That's why I dropped out of college.
All right, well, Bill.
Just like, Bill, whether you... being incepted or not, we could just go on living our lives.
You Bill, know? You dropped out of college?
Yeah. It was interfering with all the time I was using to invent Microsoft.
How far along are you to inventing Microsoft, by the way?
I'm pretty close now.
Are you very close? You've almost invented Microsoft now. 75%? Oh, I can't wait till you invent Microsoft.
I'm so proud of you, Bill.
It will be invented in your lifetime.
Like, I'm pretty sure when you invent Microsoft, it's the whole thing. What year is it, by the way?
I'm too hanged over to know the date.
Does anyone know what year it is?
Too hanged over. Forgot.
Oh, this could be Planet of the Apes as well. We don't know what... We take a look out this hotel room window, we might see the Statue of Liberty all under the sand.
All under the sand and such.
All under the... Who, I don't want to take a look at that window. Someone else do it.
If only I had invented Microsoft by now, we could take a look at Windows of a different variety.
Oh, Bill, shut the fuck up!
God damn it. Stop with the Microsoft Christ. Bullshit. I'm looking out the window right now, okay, Steve, and what do you see? I will tell you, it's not the Statue of Liberty in the sand.
Okay, it's good. However, it's good news so far. Oh shit!
I definitely do see the Eiffel Tower in the sand.
Oh,
but it's also It's also not that Eiffel Tower. It's the more famous Eiffel Tower in Las Vegas. It's definitely the Las Vegas one.
Just an aside. Are you sure that's not Keaton Goodman's dick?
I guess if you squint, I kind of see it. Yeah. They're similar in size and shape.
Is the other stuff from Las Vegas around it?
Yeah, there's the same.
Oh, it's probably Las Vegas.
MGM brand. That makes sense since we're hanged over.
I'm starting to think maybe we became hanged over after a night in Las Vegas.
That makes sense. Hey, you know what? We should go on. We should go on the street. Maybe take a cab and see if there's anybody around here that knows what's going on. Do you know what I'm saying?
I think I know what you're saying.
Yeah, all I'm saying is I have a buddy who's a cab driver here, and that he might know what's going on. Maybe we're just hanged over, and none of the other stuff that we talked about even happened. What is being incepted?
I don't know, but that toenail's still spinning, and I'm a very powerful spinner, but I don't know if that would be. I tell you what, I spun the toenail on this table. We'll just take the table with us.
Put
it in the back of the cab.
All right, you get that end.
Okay, I'll get this end then. Bill, can you get the door?
Sure.
Bill, you all right?
Sorry, just really incepted. And also, I've come to really hate this, like, a lot.
Bill, we're all unhappy with the situation, all right?
No one wanted to be here.
No one. Do you think we wanted to get hanged over?
I've got a super massive headache from being all hanged over.
But we certainly didn't go out for a night on the town in Las Vegas meaning to be incepted into the Matrix.
I'm going to end it all without even inventing Microsoft.
Oh, no, Bill. At least, listen, we'll just get down to the cab. We'll find out what's going on. We'll find out. This toenail's still on this table, so we'll find out if we get accepted or not. And you can just move on and invent Microsoft, okay?
You guys, stop making me laugh. We're going to fall down the stairs.
It's really weird that we're not taking the elevator. But
yeah, it was weird. It was a weird choice, but it all just kind of happened while we're having
this conversation. Definitely for the table.
Bill, grab the other door, please. Thank you. Thank you. All right,
I'll try and hail a cab by pretending to be Keanu Reeves, because that'll probably get
someone over here. Oh, that'll get the attention.
Excuse me, I'm Keanu Reeves. Oh, one just pulled up.
That was so quick.
Hey, can we put this table in the back of the cab?
Sure, fella.
All right, thanks, cab driver. Just pop that in there. And where do we want to go?
Is this my cab driver friend? I can't recognize him from behind. I don't know if you recognize him. Excuse me, sir.
Hello?
Okay, sir, I know...
Guys, this actually sucks so bad. Like, I'm serious. Can we please end this?
Bill, we're trying to end it.
Okay. You are really annoying and bad at being hanged, Bill.
We all wanted to end Bill. But we've been incepted, I think.
Stop being so negative, Bill. We gotta get out of here. The toenail's still spinning. We're crammed into the back of this cab, and I can't stop laughing for some reason.
I think it's because we're hangover.
Here's the thing. I can kind of remember now smoking a little bit before we went to bed last night, and I think that might explain what's going on here. The only reason I wanted to call a cab is because I have a buddy. This is my friend from Las Vegas. He's originally from New York, and he's a cab driver.
Oh, different cab.
Is it? Are you?
There's another cab behind this one. Get in that one instead.
Is that Stan
guy,
Lee?
That guy might have picked up on what you're talking about.
Wait, is that Stan Lee?
No, this is another guy. Get out of my cab.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, Jesus, let's get out of this cab.
He was really defensive over not being Stan Lee.
That was definitely Stan Lee. Let's get in this other cab.
So. All right.
Hey, it's me, Keanu Reeves. Can we put this table in the back? Of course you can put a table in the back.
It's my friend.
Oh, Steve Bandersnatch, how you doing? Welcome to Vegas, baby.
Oh my god, it's so good to see you.
You right up front, my friend. Fuck out of that seat. You just became the second most important guy in this camp.
Hey, buddy.
His head is spinning toenail.
Yeah, it's a spinning toenail.
What are you guys, being incepted or something?
That's the whole thing. Oh, is that boy. We got hanged over. you know, as one does, as,
sure,
after
as one
crazy
does
night
in Las Vegas.
In Vegas, baby, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Vegas is known for that, because I've heard that they do things a little differently here.
This is Vegas, baby. I guess you could say we do things a little differently here.
Right, that's what I just said, yeah.
Sure. We get hanged over. And once in a while, somebody gets incepted.
Yeah, we got hanged over and then incepted into the Matrix and also Planet of the Apes.
I can see you guys got some face tattoos as well.
Right, that was part of the hangover.
Except Keanu Reeves, who does not have a face tattoo.
That's hard to explain.
By the strokes?
He was born like that.
Yeah, Never Keanu mind. Doesn't have it. No, Keanu doesn't have a face tattoo. You're right.
All right,
you got lucky.
Where do you guys want to go?
We're just trying to figure out what's going on in here right now.
Okay, well, I
Keanu's,
guess
Keanu's being really silent now. He was trying to be helpful before, but he's not now.
Well, I'm just trying to.
Me and Keanu are watching the toenail. We've seen it flicker at least thrice now, so we're starting to think this might actually be reality.
I mean, it'd be great if we weren't being incepted, because like you keep saying, Bill. This is torturous. We really should get out of here.
Yeah, we really should get out of here.
You
want to
get out of my
cab?
Is that what you're saying?
No.
We
just
mean out of the inception, if we are in one.
Are we in one? Can you confirm or deny that?
Look, there's a place in Vegas where people tend to get incepted more often than not. And that might be the place to start.
Where is that?
It's a little place called We Do Things a Little Differently.
So it's like a neighborhood of Vegas?
Yeah, it's a casino.
Oh, it's a casino.
It's a casino that it counts as a neighborhood.
It's a gazebo?
You wouldn't believe it's a gazebo in a casino.
I love a gazebo in a casino.
Oh, you... Yeah. Okay then. Well, let's
go there.
Let's get driving over there. By which I mean, I will drive you guys over there.
This is good driving. I really like the conversation at this Uber.
Yeah, try not. Can you not? Can you watch your driving? Because if this toenail is artificially stopped, then we're gonna have to start spinning it again. And as it's been established, I'm too rough of a spinner.
I could spin it the next time if you wanted me to.
It's gonna cast you double if you want me to avoid the potholes.
We could also use Bill's very delicate hands to spin it if you wanted to do that. But that might be too soft.
I mean, you want me to hit one of these potholes and then it'll stop and you just get Bill to spin it again?
No. It's
Vegas, baby. We do things a little different here.
I understand that.
I could also spin it on a computer. I may have to invent something else first, though.
But what's a computer?
Yeah, what's a... Do you guys live in what year it is, by the way?
I don't know. Hey, I'm just as hanged over as the next guy.
Oh, boy. This is all I need. Three hanged over people in my cab. What a day. Although I must remind myself, this is Vegas, and we do things a little differently here.
You do have to remind yourself of that pretty often.
We do things a little differently.
But is it any year, technically, if we're incepted into the Matrix?
It's true. It could be a sort of timeless area.
That's what I'm thinking. But also, yeah. I don't know what a computer is, and he keeps saying that.
Bill, what is a computer?
It's like a little box that you touch a lot.
Box that you touch a lot? Is that a euphemism, Bill?
Mm-hmm.
Is a computer a vagina?
It's completely literal.
Do you say literal or clitoral?
Clitoral?
I used to collect. Yes.
Sounds like a really weird fetish.
Bill, do that thing where you jump over the chair.
Why do you?
Yeah, Bill, jump over the chair.
It's a weird fetish.
Cab driver, stop the cab by this chair. We want to see Bill jump over it. Anything you say. All right, Bill, get out and jump over that chair.
Are you guys ready?
What's I'm ready, Bill?
Did you guys just see me jump over that chair?
Yeah, no, our silence
fast.
Is our sort of... Oh, you didn't... Okay, do it again, Bill.
I didn't see it.
Do a slower jump, please.
Okay, I'll do it more slowly.
Whoa.
All right, nice.
How'd you jump in slow motion? We are in the Matrix.
Bill, you just fucking correct it.
Do we still need to go... Can we still go to the gazebo casino? Because that sounded cool.
Yeah, let's get back in the cab. Hey, welcome back to my cab. I saw you jumping over that chair.
he's such a good guy. Am I right, you guys?
It seems fine, I guess. I don't. Well, fuck you too, Keanu. Anyway, we're almost at the gazebo casino. Okay, now we are at the Gazebo Casino. Yes.
Oh, cool. Hey, thanks so much. I don't have any money.
All right, get out of my cabin. Don't pay me.
Oh, well, perfect, because I don't have any money. Thank you. Oh, did you guys remember the table? Oh, wait, the table's right here on the curb. I was facing the wrong way.
Hey there, folks. I know you are gripped by the story of Inception, and I'm really sorry to have to end it here. I know you want to find out, you know, what's going to happen to the guys. Are they being incepted? Are they in the Matrix? Or are they just hanged over? Unfortunately, we had technical difficulties at this point and were unable to continue recording. So, don't worry. me, Keaton and Kristen will pick up the story of Inception sometime soon. And we'll go into the casino, we'll find out what's going on. All the mysteries of Inception will be unraveled. If someone wants to make some music for Inception, so I'd have to use royalty-free YouTube music. If you can just put together something that sounds like the soundtrack from The Hangover and the soundtrack from The Matrix and a little bit of the soundtrack from Planet of the Apes and the soundtrack from a certain other film, see what you can do. Inception's gonna be big. I want fan art. I want a separate subreddit for Inception. I want it all, baby. So thanks for listening to Inception. Thanks for listening to Inception. Thank you for listening to Inception.
Anyone else in this recording been gaming lately?
I just finished gaming.
I also just finished gaming.
Well, I just finished gaming quicker than you did, so.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't even say I finished gaming. I'm more taking a break for this, but I'm going to continue.
I was playing Minecraft Story Mode on Netflix Interactive.
Oh, boy, you're cutting out a lot.
The government is really trying to stop me from.
I can tell that you said you were playing Minecraft Story Mode on Netflix.
I only heard that he was playing Netflix.
Is Bandersnatch a game or a movie? Figure it out, guys.
It's a game. It's for gamers only.
Does participating in Bandersnatch make one a gamer? We may have to like add an addendum to the definition of gamer.
Bandersnatch participant in the bio.
Is my audio better now?
I think so. Say a long sentence.
I apologize for eating really loud, chewy cereal on the podcast, but it had to be done.
This is not the podcast. Yeah, so you'll be all right.
Well, whatever. Everything's fair game, and that's a fact.
Whoa, shit. You're right.
If everything's a fair game, is everyone a gamer?
Josh, you've...
Bandersnatch is a fair game. Wow.
Josh, you've put in things... into Josh, the final podcast before of me saying, hey, Josh, don't put this in the podcast, but blah, 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 blah.
I don't think I have.
You definitely have.
I think if you say that at the time, then I wouldn't put it in without asking you.
I agree with that. He did that to me once, but he asked permission, and I was like, you know what? Sure, put it in. And now guess what I'm paying the price for? My wiki page says I'm a fucking centrist.
I have a cool graphic I have to send you. I've been meaning to tweet this out recently.
My latest Kristen theory, we'll call this Kristen Theory 2, is that in every episode, Keaton will say one sentence, at least one sentence, that could only have come from the mouth of a 14-year-old boy named, like, Tyler or some shit. And today's was, I have a cool graphic to send you.
My nephew, I love this Tyler, theory. Keeps sending me these graphics.
Thought Keaton just found cool font generator.net. He won't stop sending me
my nephew font. Tyler is texting me.
You guys ready for this cool graphic?
He says he's playing Story Mode Minecraft on Netflix.
Okay, yeah, to be fair, there was two things.
You guys want to stop? Or you want to finish your cereal first?
Yeah, I'm thinking that's probably
which is absolutely something I would say to my 14-year-old nephew. Keaton, I'm starting to think you may be 14.
I'm not 14, guys, stop.
I remember being 14.
My challenge to you is the next sentence you say has to be something that a 14-year-old boy would not say.
Well,
that's a real challenge.
He's thinking.
Last night, I smoked weed and drank alcohol.
No, absolutely. 14-year-old boy said, oh my God.
Now that you pointed it out, I can't think of anything that doesn't fit.
I tried to buy cereal. Well, I successfully bought cereal last night, and I was like, fuck yeah, in the morning I'll have some goddamn Cheerios. And this is nice because I bought milk this morning. But I was wrong. I was only under the illusion I had bought milk because I had instead bought laundry detergent because I ran out. And so, like, bringing something heavy home by the handle gave me the illusion that I had bought milk.
Wait, time out. Did you start that story with, last night I attempted to buy cereal? Actually, no, scratch that. Last night I successfully bought cereal.
Yes. I got the Xbox achievement for buying cereal. The milk one, however.
All right, so you guys want
to... My cereal's done, man. I'm ready to record this podcast.